Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jack Caglione. Cags about to make his major league debut for the Kansas City Royals tonight in St. Louis against the Cardinals. And in St. Louis, we find our good friend Alex Gold with 96.5 The Fan. Alex, hello.
I want to be there. Why am I not there?
You should. You should join a bunch of Royals fans that made the trip out to St. Louis. We've seen quite a few just kind of outside the stadium a little bit, and even had some that ended up, I guess, having to take a bus from the Amtrak station due to some train issues or something. But yeah, there's going to be a good group of Royals fans here tonight.
I am so excited to watch this game. All of the kids are coming over to watch it with us, but I also am nervous for this child. I'm nervous for his mother and just all of the pressure that, I mean, he's young. He was only in the AAA league like 6 minutes before this happened. Right.
Yeah, no, it's a quick call-up. You know, remember, he's a college player, so, you know, there's some guys that will come out of high school or international, and they'll be in the minors for, you know, 3 or 4 years, and they get called up when they're 22 as well. It's just, it feels so much quicker because when he was drafted out of college at Florida, you know, he's been in some big-time games, and ultimately, he showed at the minor league level that, you know, AA and even AAA, you know, he's frankly too good for that, and you're not getting tested anymore. And so there's going to be some growing pains. I mean, look, I would love for him to go 3 for 4 with a home run tonight, but he could also go 0 for 5 or 0 for 4. You know, there's going to be some growing pains, but they needed to do this for a variety of reasons. One, I think he was ready, but also with where this offense is right now at the big league level, they needed something to bolster this lineup. They needed something to bring some energy to that clubhouse as well. On top of it, they've got too good a pitching to waste it right now, and they need to get this offense going, and he can definitely help them with that.
Alex Gold from 96.5 The Fan is joining us. When was the last time, Alex, you remember this much hype against an up-and-coming player in the Royals organization?
The only player that comes to mind would be Eric Hosmer. And that was also an in-season call-up, and that was in, 2013. And they had, of course, not gone to the World Series yet or anything like that. And Bobby Witt Jr., of course, is a superstar, but he was on the opening day roster. There wasn't a call-up mid-season, so he didn't have this build-up quite like we have. To me, this is different than even the debut on the football side of things, where you don't really do call-ups. You know, for Patrick Mahomes, we know what he is now, but even his first game didn't have this level of excitement, and that's what's unique about baseball. You're talking about a top 10 prospect in the sport and the number one prospect in the Royals organization, and when you have people comparing his power, not saying this is the player he's going to be, but comparing his power to Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani and Giancarlo Stanton back when he was in his prime, that's going to get people excited. And nobody doubts the power he has. The question is going to be, you know, can he, you know, cut down on the strikeouts and things like that. But the hype is top notch. It doesn't get any bigger than this, really, for a prospect. I can just tell you, being in the dugout, guys, 30 plus media members surrounding him. That doesn't happen normally for a Royals baseball game.
Bless his heart. Leave him alone.
His family, Dana, here. This make you feel better. So his family obviously is here. He just wrapped up batting practice and gave a big hug to his family and talked to his dad a little bit and stuff. And he's, you know, I'm sure when he steps in the batter's box, there might be some jitters, but He's very calm, cool, collected
good.
When he's been talking to the media and everything.
God, his poor mother. One of the questions I had, Alex, is he was drafted number 6 overall out of Florida. And I looked at some of the stats he had in college and all of the success he had in college. Did we just get lucky? How did we get him?
So he was always going to be a top pick, but in terms of him falling to 6, yeah, I think there was some luck involved. We actually, Cody and I, who are down here, just spoke with the scout that scouted him when he was in high school as well and had a chance to catch up with him and kind of talk about that very thing. Like, did they think he would be there at 6? And the scout told us that they were stunned he was available there. And you wonder, you know, why someone falls. There's a million different reasons. Every scouting department might see something a little bit different. But, you know, maybe they're worried about the chase rate, striking out too much. But the Royals did not believe he was going to be there at 6. And the fact that he's getting called up this quickly and has dominated the minor league system the way he has, I think tells you they obviously, no pun intended, like truly, they hit a home run with this pick, it looks like. And now we'll see, now on the big league level, you know, what he can do. The expectations are just so high. You know, I think it's almost impossible to meet him. But, you know, he's going to certainly hit the ball to the ballpark. It's just, what's that batting average going to be? What's the strikeout rate going to be?
And baseball, as you know, Alex, is a very funny business. I mean, it very well could be that this is the next coming of Eric Hosmer, but you have to hope against hope that it's not the next coming of Bubba Starling. No offense to Bubba Starling.
No, I hear you. Yeah, I mean, there's always that risk. I'll say this. Anybody we've talked to on the baseball side of things, not even with the Royals organization, I'm talking outside the organization, everybody has acknowledged he's going to have a very long big league career. He's going to hit home runs. The question is, and some of your audience might get the reference, you know, there's a player that used to play, you know, named Adam Dunn, who hit a bunch of home runs, but he struck out a lot.
Yeah.
Is he going to be that? Or is he going to be Pete Alonso, who is still in this league, who's, you know, can certainly hit the ball out of the ballpark, but he also can spread it around the field and hit for average. If he's Pete Alonso, everybody should sign up for that right now.
Alex, one of the things I want people to understand is, like, every major sports outlet has picked up this story. This is not a Kansas City-centric story anymore. Major League Baseball is talking about this. Sports Illustrated is talking about this. Even though he debuted for Omaha on May 20th, Scott, he is responsible for 3 of the 4 longest home runs hit by storm chasers this season at 459 feet, 442 Jeez. Feet, and 431 feet. That's insane.
Yeah, that's
Dana, power.
That's who he is, though. I mean, that's not fluky, anything like that. That is who he is. If you watch him in person, we watched a little BP now, but we were in Springfield when he was down in Double A. I was just in Omaha this past weekend watching a couple games of his on Friday and Saturday. It just looks different off the bat from him. It really does, and it's something you got to witness in person, but you'll know what I mean when you see it. It truly is just different. It sounds different as well. He also just looks different than everybody else. 6'5", 250. You shake his hand, your hand disappears. He's just quite the physical specimen for an athlete, that's for sure.
But I was reading an article this morning, Alex, and help me out with this. I don't understand the money and the moves and the deadlines and all this other stuff. But somebody was writing that if the Royals had waited until June 17th to bring him up, just 2 weeks from today, they could have extended his contract another year. But because they're bringing him up early, he becomes available for free agency earlier than he otherwise would have. Do the Royals need the wins that badly that they're willing to risk a year of having this guy if he turns out to be a superstar?
So this was a huge topic on our show today. We had a former MLB team president on the show that was adamant that they should have waited. We obviously had the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, J.J. Piccolo, on our show today. We also just talked to him a short while ago, and that was a topic that came up. Without getting too nerdy with it, because there's some real details that, frankly, are very complicated even for me to explain on the radio and even for the general manager to explain to us on the radio. Yes, they potentially will have to go to what they call arbitration a year early. There's other things that could get triggered if he finishes top 2 in rookie of the year. But as people have pointed out, if he finishes top 2 in rookie of the year, good problem to have.
Yeah.
You know, they bought out years of Bobby Witt Jr. early as well. You can buy out arbitration years if he ends up being that guy and wants to stay here long term, and they can obviously, you know, compensate him that way. So there's a chance that extra year of arbitration or year earlier that they're losing, that may not even factor in if he finishes top 2 in rookie of the year anyway. That wouldn't matter. And if the Royals are interested in extending him long-term at some point in time, they could do what they did with Bobby Witt Jr., which is buy out the remaining years, and it becomes kind of a moot point. So there's definitely some truth to they could have waited a week or two. But I would say as a Royals fan out there listening, I think this is a move you love to see from your ownership. I think it's a move you love to see from management. Normally we're talking about an organization in sports that, you know, they're being cheap, they're holding a guy back because they don't want to pay him too early, yada, yada, yada. Here we're talking about an organization saying, hey, expectations are to win now. Expectations are to win this division, and he gives us a chance to do that. Let's do it now.
If you had a crystal ball, what do you guess? Superstar or flop?
I think he's just, I think he's going to be a star. I wouldn't say flop. I mean, is he going to be, you know, the next Aaron Judge? You know, I don't know about that, right? That's crazy. Aaron Judge is going to be a future Hall of Famer. I don't know if he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Is he going to be a guy that could one day hit 40-plus home runs for the Royals? Absolutely. I don't think that's something that's crazy at all. You know, for his rookie season, the most home runs a rookie has ever hit in a Royals uniform, I believe, was 23. He's also already missed 60-plus games or 58-plus games or whatever it is at this point. You know, could he hit 20 home runs the remainder of the year? Yeah, I also think that's in play.
Alex, if you had a crystal ball, has his mother thrown up today and how many glasses of wine tonight?
Yes, it's a great question. You know what, though? We gave out CAG shirts on our road trip, and a couple members of their family are wearing 96.5 The Fan CAG shirts. So
I love it. Well, tell them hello. Well, this whole town is embracing all of them.
Where did you get a promotions budget?
They always get all the toys.
Yeah, you know, there's certain processes it turns out we need to follow, but we did get shirts before that, yeah.
Well, have fun tonight, and enjoy the game. Tell Cody we said hello.
I will do. Thanks.
Be safe.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Alex Gold from 96.5 The Fan right down the hall.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.